Westerville has officially recognized the lifeguard staff serving the Highland Park Aquatic Center and the Community Center. The workers have been awarded a Lifeguard Appreciation Proclamation. Mayor Kenneth Wright praised the team for its 74 water safety rescues, as well as administering first aid 39 times this past summer. State Senator Tim Schaefer says the Ohio Controlling Board has approved more than $4 million in funding to improve a multi-use trail at Black Hand Gorge Nature Preserve in Licking County. The project will reinforce the riverbank at three spots along the four-mile multi-use trail at the Nature Preserve. A domestic violence candlelight vigil will be held at 6:30 tonight at the Water's Edge Community Center in Buckeye Lake. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The names of those who lost their lives will be displayed and then will be read aloud during the ceremony, each accompanied by a bell toll, followed by a moment of silence to honor their memory. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. Crime Stoppers is offering up to a $1,000 reward for information leading up to the arrest and a recent breaking and entering at a worksite in Newark. Police report suspects stole several items valued at almost $7,000 from the Arcade Building on North 3rd Street in downtown. Call Crime Stoppers with any tips. The village of Millersport will celebrate Monster Mash 4 in downtown Millersport today in the Commodore Bank parking lot. Music will be provided by Roxy Janes. Trick or Treat will be from 6 p.m. to 7:30. Three men charged in connection with a multi-state, multi-million-dollar jewelry theft ring have entered guilty pleas. Muskingum County officials say Reyes Flores Higuera, Pedro Garcia, and Rafael Flores Hernandez allegedly broke into a local jewelry store and smashed display cases containing more than $170,000 in jewelry on August 1st. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.